Hello and happy holidays. Hope this season finds you warm and cozy and ready for whatever brings you joy in this holiday season. So much to talk about today, not only for December, but exciting theater events in the coming year. Thank you so much for joining me, Linda Reagan, today in the KKRN studio for December's Scratched Up Players Presents Arts Around Town. I'm in the studio with Lily Dubois, our technical wizard, without whom this show would not be. My guests today will be two of the major players of Riverfront Playhouse's radio onstage version of It's a Wonderful Life. If you've listened to KKRN for a while, you will be familiar with my guest Bob Christensen, as he's been active with the Scratched Up Players for some years and is the assistant director for It's a Wonderful Life. My other guest is also familiar to many listeners and playgoers around town, Laura Christensen, who plays multiple roles in It's a Wonderful Life. You will have two more chances to experience this feel-good performance tomorrow and Saturday evenings at 7:30 at the new Riverfront Playhouse, located at 1950 California Street. Tickets are available online. I don't recommend you wait to see if they're at the box office, but they may be. And Axiom's Christmas show of the musical White Christmas opened December 10th and runs through Wednesday, December 29th. The Cascade Theater is hosting a Celtic Christmas on Tuesday, December 21st. Tickets available online or at the door. The Reading Performing Arts Center offers classes in youth theater and performance theater for all ages, including children's theater, starting at grades 1 and 2 on up through high school, with classes in musical theater and dance. Check it out at readingperformingartscenter.com if you have an aspiring performer around the house. Axiom Repertory Theater opens the new year on January 14th with a play that promises a stimulating and unforgettable evening in theater with the 39 Steps. I say this because I saw it in Ashland some years back at the Cabaret, and I'm still talking about it. It closes January 30th. Tickets are online or at the door. I also want to call your attention to the Scratched Up Players every Thursday night at 8 p.m., The first two Thursdays are our play presentations of local writers. The third Thursday is Arts Around Town with theater news and interviews. And the fourth Thursday is Write Stuff with Jim Dowling interviewing authors. So please tune in and let us entertain and inform you. If there's a fifth Thursday, it's Anything Can Happen Thursday. This month, on the 30th, we are featuring Elderberry Jam, a vocal group from Burnie. Now to get to my guests, who have already been introduced, Bob and Laura Christensen. Laura plays many roles in It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play on stage, from George Bailey's mother to his little girl Zuzu, and the town girl of questionable reputation, Violet Bick. She's also playing actress Lana Sherwood. Welcome, Laura, Lana, or whatever character you're playing at the moment.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you. Laura and I are old friends, just mm-hmm. so you know. And I have an idea of how you started out in theater. But,
correct,
but
yeah.
Tell our audience how you got started.
Well, I followed my husband. He invited me along to go read a play at Bohemian Art Loft. And at the end of it, and that's when I met you.
That's right. That's yeah. when we all met.
Yeah. And at the end, Nadia, the director there, said, okay, you're cast as this person, and you're cast as, and it's like, what? Oh, I have to actually do this?
And so, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And that was the very beginning of the Scratched Up Players, actually.
That was. And I remember about
where we began.
Halfway through rehearsal, we switched roles.
Yes, everybody switched roles. Everybody
yeah.
got a different role.
Exactly.
Bob, mm-hmm. Bob is here with us also. Bob Christensen, our assistant director on It's a Wonderful Life. And Bob came, I remember him saying, oh, I really just want the smallest part. So that's what he got. He had the smallest part, and then he ended up with the lead.
Uh-huh.
And
somehow.
We all switched roles.
Somehow.
You were Apollo.
I loved that role. I loved that play.
Yeah, I know you did.
It was, you know, it was originally written in the 20s, I think, or something like way back, and then upgraded to the 50s by the time with the version we were doing.
Yeah.
In 2000, whatever year that was. I don't know what year that was.
I forget, too. But that wasn't the first thing you'd done. You had done other things in town, had you not?
The only other thing in theater I had done was The Death and Life of Sneaky Fitch. I was the singer narrator of that play. Other than that, I mean, I played music professionally for a number of years, but as far as theater, that was Sneaky Fitch was my first introduction, and then with the Art Loft opening up and Bill Seymour went down, I mean, there was just a bunch of us that went down and somehow got roles, and we're still here today, some 8 years later, maybe.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
This show's the Scratch Ship Radio Theater has been going on for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've had 4 years under our belts now here.
It's great. It's great. And of course, you were a musician before.
Yeah.
And still.
Well, not so much. But, you know, as I get into my declining years, it's really what I want to spend more time with is music.
Yeah.
And I don't want to walk away from theater, but I need to open up my life for more music. I've got to do that.
Well, I know we've all really appreciated having you out doing the assistant director job, because our director is on stage most of the time acting, which is wonderful. But it's a lot. It's a lot to ask of somebody to do both. And so your eye has been really helpful out there.
Well, you know, I have no idea what an assistant director did when I walked in. And at walking out, I'm not real sure. But, you know, we've got a really good show going.
We do.
It's really, really good. I've watched, every rehearsal and all performances but one so far. And it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting funnier. It keeps getting more heart-wrenching, you know. It's all the emotions.
Yeah, it is.
The human condition is on display.
Yeah. I feel that way, too.
It helps to have your feedback, too, to have you sitting out there in the audience and letting us know how we come across, and we need that.
We do. You know? I mean, otherwise, we don't know. We're playing to an empty theater as we're rehearsing, and it's like,
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. Is it funny? Is it sad? Does it work? So, yeah.
It works.
We've been at it for a while now, but we do have two more performances, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Real excited. We were just talking at dinner tonight. Gosh, what are we going to do next Sunday when we don't have a performance? It's going to be like a very empty day.
And you said.
And we said, well, we could go see another play.
Go see White Christmas.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, at Axiom. Yeah.
And they're on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, too. So what other roles have you played?
Actually, when I was a kid, I played a lot of roles at school.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See?
In Canada, I had most of the leads because I wasn't shy and I could memorize really well. I think I played a character similar to Zuzu once before. And but that was a long, long time ago. So since then, it's been Dixie Swim Club.
I remember that one well.
Yeah. Yeah. Pride and Prejudice. We've been in a lot together.
We have, actually. Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice and Vagina Monologues was one of my favorites.
And that was just this year. That was just
a few months ago.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So tell us about the characters that you're playing in It's a Wonderful Life. Because there are so many.
I know. I have trouble keeping track of them all. George Bailey's mother, Rose Bailey, Violet Bick, the town's, I don't know what you would call her.
Depends on who you talk to.
Right. I really like Violet myself.
I like Violet, too.
And George Bailey's two daughters, Janie and Zuzu, and a woman at the bank, Mrs. Thompson. And I think there's one more.
There is one more. What is it? I know. I'm thinking that, too. Who
I know,
knows? She's just amazing. She just goes from one character to another.
It's different voices.
Yes,
trying
different
to do
voices.
Different voices. So that keeps me on my toes, trying to remember the different voices and doing them the same each night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And remembering who I am.
Well, yeah. So far, we've managed to get through it pretty well. Mm-hmm. Could we stop a minute? So, Bob, tell me about the Scratched Up Players and how they actually got started. I know that we had a play called Scratched Up, right, that Bill Seymour wrote.
Well, yeah. Well, we kind of decided to do that, and I kind of have this sense that art can be used for social services.
Uh-huh.
It can be used for more than,
well, more than
it's spread it out. Yeah, I mean, you can just spread it out. So, and I've been involved with KKRN as a station for years and years. I was on the board early on, and
I didn't know that.
It was on the air, and so I have a real buy-in to the station. So when we were going to put that play together, where were we going to do it? And so I was able to convince the station to have dinner theater.
But we did it elsewhere before we did it there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did. Because when we first did it, we did it in the backyard, mm-hmm. and then we ended up doing it at the old Shasta Schoolhouse as a fundraiser for the Shasta Community Service. No, the Shasta Service.
Historical Society, I thought.
Well, it's the people that do the fire department and the water and stuff in old Shasta.
Oh, okay.
And we did a fundraiser there. That was a weekend show. And from there, we went up and did a dinner theater for the radio station, which went well. And then we ended up, doing a musical version of Scratched Up that James Montgomery wrote lyrics and adapted the script, and I put music to his lyrics. And next thing you know, we're up there doing that and doing backyards. And then after we finished that, KKRN said, you know, we need a radio theater show, so we had a meeting at the house, and a bunch of us are still here, still, you know, hoping to do more dinner theater as fundraisers for nonprofits, and being able to be of service as well as being entertaining.
And what's our next radio theater play?
Well, the next radio theater play is, well, we're still doing, we got the trilogy by Joe Graceffo.
Uh-huh.
We've already done Dickie, and this month's show will be Where the Dogs Went. So we've got one more to record for that one. That's January's show, which is Meredith Finds Her Voice, which is you, the lead in that one, you,
yes.
Linda. And then from there, I think we've got a couple of plays by Marilyn Robron.
Really?
We have one we've already got. She's sending me another one. There'll be short ones, so we'll probably
put them together.
So we'll put that out there and you know, see how that goes. So, by the way, writers, we need scripts. You know, we've got actors, we've got people that are willing to come down here and have fun with us and show you off. So, please contact us, Scratched Up Radio Theater what is our address?
Gmail.
Yeah, it's Scratched Up at Gmail, I think. I guess we better look that up.
Or you can contact me, Linda Reagan. That's my Gmail is lindareagan150@gmail.com. And you can send any comments you have about the program, or if you have a play you want to send, you can send it.
Thank you.
And it will be relayed to the proper authorities.
As soon as we find out who they are.
Well, Bob,
it's the proper part I'm having trouble with.
You've been the main force behind, I think.
You and Jim.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lily. I mean,
and Lily.
You know, we're kind of the three that have evolved into kind of being doing the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Lily does the technical, and Jim writes. Well, they both write things. I mean, when we're stuck, they'll write a new Tanner Hyde, which is a Bigfoot series.
That was hilarious.
And
if you get a chance, you know, you should listen to it online.
Yeah.
It's, I think they're really funny.
I see myself as
the
janitor.
Tanner Hyde.
I keep looking for messes to clean up or new things to get into, and people go, what? What? I don't want, y'all, come on, we can do this. We can pull it off. Looking for adventure.
Yeah. Well, you were the one who originally got Bill Seymour and Jim Dowling to write some plays. Scratched Up and Spare My Brothers. And
I was a little brutal. I was.
You were.
But a little brutal. They didn't, Bill wasn't real sure about that, and then Jim got involved, and then Jim writing with Bill, and then Jim got kind of says, "Well, this is kind of fun," and he went off and wrote
Spare My Brother,
the Ruggles brothers' story of what their time in jail, and all of a sudden, 4 years on, we're still here.
And we still have that one also online, don't we?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go to kkrn.org and go down to local shows, press on Scratched Up Radio Theater, and you will get the archives. It'll be Linda's shows there, Arts Around Town, archived Right Stuff, and then 4 years worth of Scratched Up Radio Theater. So
yeah,
it's all there if you want to go back and see where we've been and watch us get better, hopefully.
Yeah, and if you have a play and you're not sure about it, you know, you can send it in and you can work on it with Bob or with Jim, and they'd be happy to help you, you know, hone it and make it doable.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of young students, actually, who have sent in plays, and those turned out really, really well.
Uh-huh.
You know, college students, high school students. Some of them were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is. It's really fun. It's a fun thing to get involved with. If you're at all interested in writing, this is a good place to start.
It's the easiest place to start acting.
It is.
It is. There's no memorization. You know, they're characterizations. You have to find your character and find your voice. But you get to play with that while not being burdened with having to memorize the whole thing. And then,
or wear makeup.
Or no makeup, yes. And once you're comfortable and you want to branch out, then there's auditions for at Axiom every year. They do annual. Riverfront does individual auditions for every show.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the Performance Center. I know that they do musicals once in a while, and I'm
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard too much about them. I got that notice from you today about the theater, the school theater for kids, which sounds really interesting.
It would be good to get Spencer in and talk with him.
Now, is he with them?
Yes, he's Spencer Deardorff.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be good. He would be good. He's excellent actor, excellent director. He's a very skilled young
man. He's a good teacher.
And a good teacher. He's a very skilled young man.
Yeah. And?
And?
What else do we want to talk about? What else do we want to get out there and tell people about? What's happening? Anything happening next year that you know about? Anything you're planning?
Well, I'm planning to have a year next year, you know. And we'll see how it goes. You know, we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants.
We do.
You know, especially when we're, you know, out trying to hustle scripts, trying to get material. That's our biggest challenge right now is trying to awaken the writers community and say, hey, you know, you have an outlet here, and we'd like to work with you to get your stuff out so you can get some feedback and see how you like it and help you along with your writing.
Yeah, and we want to have some acting to do.
Yes, and we want to bring in more actors.
Yeah,
we want to engage people to get them started, to get them into the community.
And I need to mention also, which I haven't mentioned yet, is Dracula, Down for the Count, is opening next month at Riverfront. But I'm not sure what the dates are. I know it closes on the 30th, but I'm not sure when it starts.
Well, January. A couple of 3 weeks before.
Yeah. Probably 2 weeks. Everything seems to be about
directed
2 weeks
by now. Jennifer Levins.
Jennifer Levins. I had her on as a guest a couple months ago when Dracula was supposed to be on, and then it didn't happen. So I had a little bit of an interview with her, but we kind of cut out everything that talked about Dracula because it wasn't happening.
Well, yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
COVID jumped in and shut that down.
So it's coming back.
And I believe after that is Steel Magnolias. Is
that the next
at
one?
At Riverfront in March, I believe. March. So they'll be holding auditions for that about the same time that Dracula opens.
Probably. So nothing in February at Riverfront.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked at their... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the schedule is. But I will find out and let you know. So, Laura, what was your favorite role that you've played?
Well, Vagina Monologues was one of my favorites, and Bernadette Sims in Dixie Swim Club, that was one of the favorites, and Violet in this one, in It's a Wonderful Life. You know, I really enjoy Violet. She has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She has a lot of fun with George. She has a lot of fun with Mary.
Yeah, I've enjoyed being Mary because she's so nice. She's so delightful and charming. And
you do a great job of it.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
I try to be delightful and charming. Yeah, she's a very a sweet character. There's just doesn't seem to be a lot of darkness in her soul.
No.
Which is okay.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things I think about this play, It's a Wonderful Life, is we're all on stage all together the whole time, but you can sit there and watch the other people acting.
Yeah,
and
I like
get
that
really
too.
Caught up in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can sit there as actors and follow the action and what's happening and
Stay engaged.
Yeah. It makes a difference. I've noticed, you know, if I'm not engaged, I'm sitting back in my chair. And if I'm engaged, I'm sitting forward. I'm ready to go, you know. Even though it's not about me, it's other people, but I'm still paying attention.
And it's fun to watch the other people and see how everybody is acting and watch their gestures, their facial expressions. It's really entertaining for the cast, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're not back in the green room.
Yeah, waiting to go on. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Hoping you don't miss your cue.
It's happened a few times.
I was going to say, oh, that never happens, does it?
Yes. Bob, what was your favorite role that you've played?
You know, I've been really lucky. My first role, well, we did a lot of playwrights' nights out. I mean, with Jim's plays and Bill's plays and other people's plays and the 24-hour deal where they write the play at overnight and then you come in at 8 in the morning and you rehearse all day and a few of those. So. And that kind of got me into the community of Riverfront because I didn't, after 2004 and Sneaky Fitch, I didn't really do theater until, so then I was able to get the role of Uncle John in,
Grapes of Wrath,
which was kind of important to me. I grew up in Tulare County, which is the setting for Grapes of Wrath. And I'm old, and the kids that I went to elementary school with were the children of the refugees from the Dust Bowl. They were my classmates.
Wow.
And I just kind of, I don't know, I kind of felt like I had a mission that I didn't want to see them trivialized. And so I was able to get the role of Uncle John, and that was that was really an acting class. I was on stage with John Welch, Tammy Jones, Ian Dalziel. So I had three great actors just to sit and watch to learn how... For one thing, how to be still. If you're not doing anything, then don't do anything. And just watching, and that was really my beginning of learning how to act was that play.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I have been very lucky. I had roles in Our Town, Trip to Bountiful, Somewhere in Between, which was one of the most fun roles. That's where I found I like my little 10-minute drop-ins.
Yeah.
And then I had the chance to play the boss in Of Mice and Men. So I've been very, very lucky to get into some great casts, some great scripts with some great directors, and it's been good.
And you've done some wonderful work, too. And I know one of your favorites was The Rabbi in that short play.
That's the best work I've ever done. It was written by Janessa Britton. Matthew and Malachi. So a Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi are going to perform interdenominational marriage, and they're going to do it together. And it was so much fun. Chad McFarlane and I played
Chad,
that.
Chad, okay.
Great actor. Remember. And
yes, he is.
That was so much fun. That was just another 10-minute drop-in. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. That was lovely.
Hopefully we can get Chad involved with us down here one of these days.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why not. It's not like he has to put a lot of effort into it.
You know, he's good. But he actually lives in Cottonwood and works in Corning, so he's got...
Oh,
he's got full
okay.
days. He's yeah. got full days. So
he does. He's got kind of a major job, I think.
Yes, he does. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was one of my favorites, Matthew and Malachi. I'll go with you.
It was really charming. That was a charming script.
Yeah, that was Playwright's Night Out.
Yes.
That was a little Playwright's Night Out.
Yeah, that was a local play.
Written by a local author.
And... Laura and I have done a few of those, too.
Yes, yeah. Most
Grass
years.
Grass Skirts.
Uh-huh.
That was another Janessa Britton, I think.
Well, that was the consortium.
That was the women.
Oh, okay.
Women's
it was
writing
a women's
group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Janessa did.
Janessa was in on that.
And Jennifer Levins. And
Marilyn Robron.
Not sure who else. But yeah. That was a fun one.
That
Grass
was
Skirts.
A fun one to do.
Yeah. And what was the other one? Pieces? The one where people died off.
Oh, Bill's play?
Yes, yes.
I can't remember the name of that, but mm-hmm. yeah, the one Leon Compton directed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm drawing a blank, too. We all had roles in it.
I know.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
Mm-mm. Huh.
No, we all read it together, but I wasn't in it.
Huh.
We read it early on before it. It morphed into whatever it became.
At the River Lodge.
Yes. Yeah.
As it was called.
Well, guys, this has been fun. I've really enjoyed it. And anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I did want to say that there is a lot of really good theater in this town.
There is.
And we go to Ashland fairly often. We've seen plays there. And I think the plays here are... on a par with what we've seen in Ashland.
Yeah, it can be. Mm-hmm. Not always, but it can be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the 39 Steps. I just can't wait to see what they do with that.
That'll be interesting.
Did you guys see that when it was in Ashland at the cabaret?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I was just slack-jawed watching that. It was so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us as Scratched Up and coming in and doing your arts around town.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And
it's just been a little pressed for time this month because of the play, but.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. Yes, and I hope if you get a chance, you'll come and see us Friday and Saturday night at the Riverfront Playhouse.
It's a
wonderful
life. It's a wonderful life, and it's done as a 1946 radio play with. No recorded sound effects. All sound effects are done live with what they call Foley boards, I guess. But it's a play within a play. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you know the story and you can follow along easily. And if you can't, well, you can follow along anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for asking us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right.